Well, I've had a real stroke of luck. Obviously, I covered the Sundance Festival, and one of the favourite films, my favourite film at the festival, was The Moo Man, which was about the Hook family farm. And I've just come into the market at Lewisham, and who do I bump into but...
Tony. I work for Hook.
Yeah, he's not actually
I work
Hook.
Hook and Son.
But tell me about the film.
What do you want to know?
What's the reaction been to it?
The reaction to the film's been fantastic. I mean, Steve and Phil went off to Sundance in America and had a great 12 days out there being feted for the film. Everybody seemed to love it because it's about Steve's relationship with his cows, and it's about how you can produce milk from a dairy farm and make it profitable, because the whole point of the film was to highlight the issues of the dairy industry.
Yes.
Where you've got an industry that is being dictated to by big corporates.
Oh, you've got someone coming to buy some milk.
Yes. Hello. One of those.
Do you do very well here?
Yeah, we do very, very well. We've been here since last August. And people here seem to love us. We've got some good regular customers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Has business increased since the film came out?
Yes. In a word, there's no other way. Nothing else you can say to that, but yes. It's created an awful lot of interest. But
really? Do you get people coming to the farm?
Not too many. Not too many. We're a working farm, so it's not. Well, it's not user. It's not user friendly. Let's put it that way for the public.
I know. I see the. I won't describe it. I won't describe it.
The farmyard.
Yeah,
that's only part of it. But the roads. The roads are pretty much unmade. It's not. It's not really designed for visitors. It is actually a working farm. You're right there. What can we do for you?
He's very busy. See, this is what we have in Lewisham, so they can keep their report saying Lewisham's the worst, least peaceful, whatever they said about us, because it's, you know, there's obviously bad parts to everywhere. But I'm going to buy some raw milk.
We test it on a weekly basis. Quite simply, it tastes stunning.
Okay, yeah, I've heard that. And how long does it keep?
It'll last 5 to 7 days in the fridge.
Okay. How long's the farm been going?
Phil started the herd in 1959. The farm's been there for a long, long time, but the herd was started in 1959, and it's just grown since then. And they've been organic since about 1998.
Okay. Where did the idea come from for the people to come down and make a film about the farm? How did it all start?
I can't answer the question. I don't know the answer to that.
All right.
I don't know the answer to that one.
No, that's fine. Leave it.
I think somebody actually approached Steve about it. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Listen, there's one thing I wanted to know, because at the end of the film, obviously, should I ruin it because not everyone's seen it? There's a bit of a tragedy, isn't there?
Yes.
But do they ever know what happened that caused that? I'm not saying you have to watch it. It was an old age, was it?
No. No.
Because it wasn't really explained in the film.
Well, she was getting on, but she was poorly.
Oh.
She was poorly.
Now, I've got to tell you.
But
I couldn't stop laughing when you took the cow to Eastbourne.
Yes, yes, yes.
I couldn't stop laughing.
Ida went to Eastbourne with Phil, Steve, and Paul.
Just explain who Ida is.
Ida is a cow. all the cows have names. They're types. So there, I mean, if you look at the bottles we've got here today, on one of the bottles is Rowena 24.
Oh, Rowena.
So Rowena is one of the cows, and there won't be 24 Rowenas, but she'll be the 24th one in that line.
Oh, okay.
And it'd be the same with Ida and Kitty, and a few others as well. And we've just had a new kitty born. A few weeks back, to calf at the moment.
And you keep the calves.
Yeah. Because that's how we increase the herd size. But if we've got,
we're talking about the males.
The males are usually kept for a while, and then we don't. I mean, it's not like a lot of dairy farms or a lot of farms where they actually, you know,
shoot them.
No, we don't do that. No, they. they've found good homes.
That's excellent. We love the Hook family farm. I might get a big pair of galoshes and come stomping down the unmade lane.
You're very welcome to.
Oh, thanks.
If you want to go and see the farm, you're very welcome to.
Thank you. Will you be there?
Possibly not.
I'm not coming.
Good. If you're coming, I'm taking the day off. Touché, missus.
Damn, he got the last word in.
As he does.
Thanks for coming to Lewisham.
You're very welcome.